Hi, this is Drew, and thanks for listening to our podcast. Hopefully you've been enjoying our show for a while now, but if you're a brand new listener, then the next 50 seconds are not for you, so just go ahead and fast forward a bit. I just wanted to ask our longtime listeners to consider becoming patrons of The Drew Marshall Show, because by throwing us just a few bucks each month, you'll be helping what many tell us is the most brutally authentic spiritual show they've ever heard stay on the air. Look, as loyal podcast listeners, you've been getting the same programming our radio listeners have been hearing live Saturdays 1 to 5 for the last 16 years. Except you get to hear everything commercial-free, you smart consumer, you. Well, because of a brand new arrangement with our studio, our expenses have now gone through the roof. And to be brutally honest, we could use the help to cover those costs. So just before you go to bed tonight, maybe you could stop by our website and click on the giant click here to become a patron sign. And if a whole bunch of you were able to scrounge up like $4 per month, then individually your $4 would have just made a massive difference in helping us cover what it costs to bring you the Drew Marshall Show. Okay, that's it. Sorry to bug you. Now on with the show. I hope you have a good sleep tonight after you become a patron. Oh, yeah. That's dedicated to me.
Yeah, baby.
Well, the name of the group is Hot Chocolate, so I figured...
What's the name of the band?
Hot Chocolate.
Hot
so
Chocolate.
I figured there was a connection.
That'll
there.
Work. Tim, how about a round of applause for Tim the Tool for always finding the right song at the wrong time? You're listening to The Drew Marshall Show. And we are about to enjoy some lovely things here in the studio. Gideo Foods are not the same as other organic or fair trade products. While their goods are organic or wild harvested, direct and fairly traded, there are additional attributes, depending where you put the emphasis on the wrong syllable, that make their products unique. They go to great links to source foods nourished by mineral-rich soil and fresh water, grown in healthy remote environments. Gideo products are untouched by genetically modified organisms. The practice of hybridization and chemical solvents and metals and all icky stuff that, you know, they use metal. They're regularly used in the practice of bringing foods to market. Mm. This little chemical went to market. And, of course, all of their products are delish. Gideo.com is the name of the website. They are friends and, indeed, fans of The Drew Marshall Show. Welcome, Bridget, from Bridget's Gideo. How are you today, young lady?
Well, I'm doing great, but Nicole's here as well.
We're not on to Nicole yet. She has her own introduction.
Okay. I'm doing great.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm well.
All right, give me an example of what is going well in your world.
Okay, I woke up alive.
We'll start there.
Amen. Okay.
Amen to
Hold on.
That.
Your earring is upside down. Oh. There we go.
So I woke up alive.
Yep.
That was a great start.
Okay.
And then I was able to get out of the bed, uh-huh. And then I went for a walk with my sister.
Your sister's a nice girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
She's not just a sister. She's one of the triplets.
Yeah, oh yes. Well, that is something we want to announce to the listeners of the Drew Marshall Show. Bridget is one of three.
Wow.
Well, I'm actually one of four, but I'm a triplet amongst the four. I don't want to leave my older sister out.
Well, we're leaving her out for this point of the conversation.
Let's not do that.
Because no one cares
Poor
about
thing.
Your other sibling. They care about the fact that you're a triplet, right?
Poor thing.
Well, I'm drinking some coffee right now.
Mm. Is it good coffee? Because I brought a whole thermi. Well, actually, I only brought one.
Thermi?
I brought a thermos of coffee.
Because of thermi.
That's two thermoses.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You should have said a whole thermi. You are a fascinating individual. We've discovered this over the last year.
Fascinating.
Fascinating individual.
That's true.
But we need to talk about how you've grown from just chocolate into many, many, many other things.
Hmm.
Why? Why so many things now? Because I can't keep track. Like you have coffee, you have love butter, you have little green beans.
We do. How did that happen? Well, actually, see, this is the thing, is that everyone's like, oh, my gosh, every time I see you, I have something new. So the reality is we've always had those.
Oh.
Off the laugh again. Yeah, exactly.
By the way, can we just hold on? What we want to do right now is we want to train everyone how to laugh like Bridget from Bridget's Giddy-O.
Oh,
this
is
how
is
it goes.
Like,
it goes a little something like this.
I'm just not going to laugh anymore.
Yeah. No, you got to do it. It's a great laugh. It's
okay.
Very infectious.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Infectious. So, thank you. Infectious. You know, when I find something that's super awesome, like this deodorant, which we gave some to Drew and he doesn't like it. But that doesn't mean anything, as we know.
Let's see. So this is the pasty stuff. You stick your finger in this little jar.
Yes.
And can we get the roaming camera working there, please, Amy? Amy Schumacher? So come on over. There you go.
You're getting racers and comedians confused there.
Yep, there we go. What's happening? I don't understand. Is there lots of slack on the audio?
We got to.
Just go. Can you help her with that, Timmy, please?
I am.
She's doing a really great job.
So we have, because what we're doing here is we're doing the Facebook Live video stream. So if you want to see these products and what we're doing with them, you want to go to our Facebook page right now.
It's super cute.
She almost dropped it three times in 1 second. That's it. Now she's got her hand and now she's pinching. What do you do? Okay, there we go. All right, so there we have this little jar of paste, okay? And if I stick my finger in this jar, wait, have your fingers been in this jar?
Somebody's fingers have been.
Okay.
You could do that.
And then how much? You put the tooth.
Well, that's not what you would do normally.
No, what's this called? A tongue depressor.
Or a popsicle stick.
And you could just put it in.
Yeah. Oh, it's
much?
Cold. It was in my car.
How much? Like that much?
Yeah, that's a nice amount. If you really like it a lot and you want it like all
And what do you do? You just put it in your armpit?
With your finger.
It depends on the size of your armpits how much you're going to use. So you may need a little more drip. Yeah.
Leave the stick there.
A big armpit.
Okay. So this is the kind of stuff that I used on my hippie walk. On my trail, my Camino trail, because I didn't want to carry a big thing of deodorant. So I used some little pasty stuff.
Yeah.
But does it take a little bit to kind of for your body to get used to, or does it work right away?
No, it's instant. Like if you're like having a particularly stinky friend and that you really adore them and love them, but it's challenging to be around them, you're like, hey, here's a Christmas gift for you.
Okay, so how much? I want to know how much.
What do you mean how much?
How much for one of those jars?
How much does it cost? We sell it at a special price of like, I don't know, $26 or something like that.
And how long would that last? Because people go, $26 for deodorant. I can get mine for $7.
Yeah, 3 to 6 months. Yeah. But the thing is this. Deodorant.
Hold on. You're glazing over something pretty huge.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
It lasts 3 to 6 months?
Absolutely. Yeah.
So but why doesn't everybody use that? That's ridiculous. Because you go through a $7 thing of deodorant, what?
I don't know. Like,
Tim, what would you go? 3-4 weeks?
Like 20
a month.
Minutes.
20 minutes.
He's so funny.
So, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So this is like a real deal. It's kind of like our chocolate bar, too, where people are like, oh, my God, $5.50 for a chocolate bar. And then they realize they have a quarter of it. And so it'll last them 4 days instead of like gobbling the whole thing up.
Right.
Like we're talking quality. We're talking. So this deodorant, it's a Canadian company called Routine. And they have, I don't know, maybe like 10, I wouldn't call them flavors because you don't eat it. But, and then there are Canadian ladies. It's vegan, if that's important to you or not. But it's
Why does it matter if your armpit is vegan? Like my armpit's not eating meat.
It's true. But some people, they've decided that they don't want to use any products that have any sort of, would be what non-vegan products.
Oh, so they're
not
testing it on kittens and stuff like that.
They don't test it on animals, right? Which is important.
I purposely buy those
or like bunnies or, you know, adorable things.
My bunnies' armpits stink.
Routine. We sell this amazing deodorant because my plan is to take on to find Canadian companies that do other awesome things because, you know, once you manufacture something and you realize how epic and how much responsibility is, it's like, okay, I'm just going to stick with chocolate and maybe a few other products, but I'm not a maker of deodorant yet, and they're doing it well.
On the thing here, it says charcoal, magnesium, and probiotics.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean you can eat it? Isn't that like yogurt?
Well, I mean, probiotics, you could eat the probiotic portion, but I'm not sure if you want to eat the other stuff. Like, there's some essential oils you're not meant to eat. Yeah, that's a superstar. Superstar.
That's one of our favorites. Yeah,
that's what it is.
I don't know if people saw that on our Facebook Live video streaming thing here, but Bridget just did a scene out of Saturday Night Live.
Yes.
Well done. Okay.
Oh, this is good. This is called Cat Lady. Not Crazy Cat Lady, but it's Cat Lady.
Can I open? Is my? Yeah, it's a tester. Okay,
yes,
here we go.
They're all testers.
This is their newest one, right?
Oh, that smells. Mm-hmm. No, that smells edible.
Yeah, it's like a pina colada.
I smell.
Yeah, we got to pass it over.
Sorry. I forgot there's other people in the room that I have to care about.
And this is Johnny's Cash. Like, not only do they have Johnny's Cash. Pretty cool. Super and a girl named Sue. I brought.
That's hilarious. Hopefully nothing hurt.
A girl named Sue.
What's your name? Amy, pull up the chair and have a seat. And then you can roll and move around. No, you look really awkward right there holding the camera like that. Yeah, that's more yoga chick smell.
Which one is?
Really?
Oh, nice.
It's nice though, but it's a feminine one, and it smells like a yoga mat.
This is Johnny's Cash though. Whoa! Maybe they didn't put the right. Anyhow.
No, I like. Actually, there's none of them I don't like, because sometimes they can get a little overwhelming with the patchouli vibe. You know what I mean?
Sue.
Why are you staring at me like that, Nicole?
First of all,
too far with the
Yes, you can go too far with patchouli. Jeez.
It's one of those things where people love it. I've been stopped in the grocery store by people I don't know. They're like, "Oh my gosh, are you wearing patchouli? I love that." Like just random, mostly guys.
Not
just,
in Orangeville. That does not happen.
It happened at the Metro.
Okay.
I totally did.
Totally.
You smell like a John Deere. All right, next product.
Oh, okay. Well, this is Drew's. He wanted to sample this out to everybody.
What is this?
This is salt.
Oh, dude.
Did you really bring Himalayan salt?
Yeah.
No, it's not the Himalayan. It's mountain salt.
Oh, we've got to get clear about salt.
Well,
the situation
the Himalayas
with salt.
It's free
are
of
mountains.
Gluten, nuts, dairy, soy, refined sugar. Of course, salt would be free of refined sugar.
Well, wait a second. That's just like our disclaimer that we put on everything.
Oh, okay.
So, but the thing about salt that most people don't know is that sea salt will come from the ocean, which is super polluted, which we are aware, right? Yes. But the thing is, one of the issues with what's going on in the ocean is there's a lot of microscopic plastic.
Oh, yeah, that's a huge thing right
which
now.
Which is like a hormone disruptor, and it's just, not good. So if you're using, it's sea salt, well, they've been doing all these tests, and it's pretty much impossible to get away from microscopic plastic.
So the sea salt that they're selling is awesome, has plastic stuff in it?
Yeah. And it bypasses, like, it's microscopic, so it gets through your... Anyhow, this is extracted from the mountains. So, like, the mountains used to be covered with the ocean, so it's salty up there, so you're not talking... It's originally from the ocean, but the ocean millions and millions of years ago. So it's void of microscopic.
What if you don't believe in that?
Well, then it's still salt from the mountains.
I've never thought of that through before.
Well,
how is there salt in the mountains?
There's salt mines. I mean, the Himalayas, that's where they get Himalayan mountain salt.
Oh, the salt mines. Mines. That's where Indiana Jones went with the kids. They were chipping away at, no?
No.
Okay.
No,
good talk.
I don't.
Yeah.
No.
Can I open this?
Yeah, if you want to.
You hesitated.
No,
will
you
ruin?
No. Once we open it, we'll use it. Like, we eat a lot of salt. Yes.
But can I contrast this salt with something else that you have? Are there other salt products here or just this?
There might be something.
Because I'm just going to taste it. I don't want to open a new bag. I'm just going to taste it and go oh, it's salty. I'm not going to go, I can
tell
the difference between.
There is a difference. If you use traditional, like, table salt.
Do you know what else it has in it, though? Table salt will have, like, flowing agents and the calcium chloride fluoride.
I don't even know what that means. Yeah, what does flowing agent mean?
Oh, yeah, because when
helps things flow?
Yeah, it helps things flow. Like
fancy word for bowel interruptions.
Yeah, not quite. Well, because once it gets moisture, it'll have things to catch it. So even if it's super humid out, it's no. Just look at the ingredient list on the back of.
Like
it's
I was saying, it tastes different.
What I want to know is, before I buy mountain salt from Gideon, why? Seriously, just why?
Well, other than it's a super clean product and we're an ethical company, but once again, it's just salt. It's just void of microscopic plastics. So, and not only that, it's one of those
phenomenal.
People
once you try that, you will never go to any other salt other than that. Honestly.
So it tastes what again?
Phenomenal.
Phenomenal. Phenomenal. I'm opening it. Oh, I opened it. I feel
it's yours, Drew.
Yeah, it's so good.
It is.
Whoa. No, I actually, salt went up my nose. Sorry. So it looks.
You're not smelling salt.
It looks like normal salt. No, it's clumpy and thick.
Oh, you got it right just here. No.
It's coarse, right?
Like coarse, that's what I meant. Coarse.
Yes.
So here. Sorry.
Lumpy and thick.
That was my nickname in high school.
Thank God you're here.
Okay,
here's some salt. I mean. So we better follow that up with some coffee or something.
Oh, wow. Okay, it tastes like salt.
Yeah, it tastes like salt. Like.
Okay, and then you're supposed to go like this?
Yes,
and not to cry over spilled milk. It's a whole bunch of different things.
Okay, next product.
Gosh, let's just do love butter.
Whoa.
Love butter.
dun, dun, dun.
I love butter.
So butter is too. This, when I hear love butter, I think it's like stuff dirty, to be shared intimately in massages between romantic couples and things like that.
Can you see what's on the
what's it say?
Cover? No, there's a photo.
What is that?
Their feet and sheets.
Oh, yeah, feet and sheets. Yeah. Should have called it that.
Feet and sheets.
You sell feet and sheets. Yeah, feet and sheets. That's a really good idea.
Raw love butter, organic, vegan, edible, and cruelty-free body care. Mm-hmm. So let's have a little sample of that, please.
Here you go. There's a little popsicle stick. Right.
Oh, just, okay. Oh,
this
wow, that's really glidey.
For sure.
It's really glidey.
So this is made with, the number one ingredient is cacao butter, then coconut oil.
Oh, you smell like chocolate.
Cacao. And then olive oil.
Tim, taste my finger.
Yeah.
No, don't pull it.
let's pass this around. Nicole knows this, so. Tim, you can't, you're at Gil's.
Okay. How's our photographer doing? Is it happening? Amy, are you? Look at her face. She is so thrilled
to
be demoted to photographer. Okay, so this is, and this is not going away. Like, it's nice and stable.
Yep, so it's stable.
We it's a great moisturizer.
Stable.
Yeah, but if it doesn't moisturize according to what you think it will be, don't call us and say, hey, I'm sorry, this didn't moisturize in the way that I thought it would. Can I return it, please? We don't make any claims as to how it will moisturize.
I don't even understand that sentence.
You know, let's just say you own a company and then people decide to send a note to you saying, I'd like to return this because it didn't moisturize the way I thought it would. I'm like, well, I mean, like,
I don't know how anybody sells products these days and not want to slap people at the end of the day. Okay, enough of the dramatics there, please.
Just the things we get. So I'm like,
as long
as
your hand's covered in love butter, it'll be okay when you slap someone.
Hold on. This is very, like, just imagine, Tim, you and your missus having an anniversary evening. And
coming up soon. 24 years this year.
Is it?
On the 17th of this month, 24 years.
And you say, honey, I want to give you a little massage, right? And
she'd ask, okay, what do you want?
Where's this going?
All right.
Yeah. And then you bust out this love butter.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And all of a sudden, ooh, she smells like chocolate. Is it? There might be a carnivorous.
We might go at the Dairy Queen.
Right in the middle of.
Yeah, baby.
That is actually quite nice.
That is actually, it smells
amazing.
That's
my favorite product for sure.
It's Nicole. Let's introduce Nicole at this point in time. So Nicole is part of the Giddy Yo team. Nicole is a human resources extraordinaire.
She's not just that.
And Vice Roy.
Admiral.
Yeah, what do you actually do there? Hey, what do you do?
Oh, gosh. Everything.
Don't look at her. What do you do?
I do human resources.
Thank you. I think we just...
human resources, yeah. Mm-hmm. Human resource extraordinaire.
Yeah, there it is.
Sure. Yeah. That's what I do.
Is there a song that you would like to sing to me for my birthday?
Yes. There's a song that Nicole made up for your birthday.
Drew actually stopped by Giddy Yo. Was it last week, Drew?
Yes, it was.
And we had a little birthday celebration
with
Drew.
Yes, we did.
Mm-hmm. So, pizza.
Yeah. And how does the song go, Nicole?
It's more of a movement. Well, yeah. I mean, it has those words, but it's more of a...
To Drew.
It was
We created it after hours. Remember?
Oh.
I videotaped it.
Moving along.
Yes, you do.
Okay, I want to eat...
Yeah, after hours.
It's Drew. Oh,
listen, I'm going to lose the show with these two here.
We always do, yes.
Jeez. It's like having two Carrie Pomeroles
here.
Okay,
wait. Can we talk about the love butter again? This is important.
What?
No, really. It's phenomenal.
I'm going to pass it to one of our ladies.
I just want to say that we make this product.
Should also.
You make it.
We make it. Like, we make it. Like, it's one of the creations. We recipe... make it in the chocolate lab, and it's a sunscreen. You can put in your coffee. It's a massage.
What?
Well, it's made with food, so we have people that love the high fat coffee thing, which I kind of made.
So it's like a keto coffee.
Yeah, like a keto coffee. Yeah, I mean, it's not super cost effective to do that. But if you want to, please, by all means, buy it for your coffee.
Yes.
Don't call them if it's not as keto as you want to be.
For like baby bum, I mean, makeup remover, beard cream.
So here's what I've been hearing a lot in the news lately, that the talcum powder is really psychotically dangerous.
Yeah. Crazy.
Like it's gone crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know why. All I know is it's dangerous. So if your baby's butt is chafed, can you use this stuff?
Exactly. Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
That's all we've ever used. Yeah.
Really? That's all you've ever used?
The baby bums, you should see them. They're perfect.
Can we just get a shot of the baby's bums? Yeah, no.
Just through the window over there.
Okay, so that's the, what's it called? Love butter.
Love butter.
And it's totally edible.
And it fits in your stocking.
Yeah, and when we open it at home, the first thing the kids do, both of them, they go stick their finger in, take a big gob, and eat it. Ooh. Every time we open it.
I used to do that with
totally
toothpaste.
Totally edible. Yeah.
What? You used to do that with toothpaste?
I used to eat toothpaste when I was a kid.
I used to do it with
kid.
Butter.
Does that not explain a few things?
You still do that with butter.
I do. It's true.
Okay, butter. So we've got the edible body butter.
Yep, love butter.
Mm. We've got the love butter, sorry. We've got the
stanky, anti-stanky stuff.
Anti-lumpy salt.
Routine deodorant?
Mm-hmm. Correct, yep.
And that's the paste that lasts 3 months and you
three
stick
six.
It?
3 to 6, yes.
3 to 6 months.
Now, a little suggestion, if you stick it on your armpit and you don't like clean your hands and then you go and you open a bottle of something that you would drink, it's you're gonna smell the.
Yeah,
is that what you did?
We had dinner last night. I brought her a beer, yeah. Uh-huh. and she opened it for me. And as I was drinking it, I smelled her deodorant because she just put it on her fingers and put it in her armpits.
This.
Wow!
She's like, why does this smell like you? I'm like,
why does this beer smell like you?
Yeah.
Wait, it's my
Guinness,
deodorant. I stuck in my hand. Like,
Guinness and Johnny Cash and salt.
What's the next product? Because we want to keep our listeners attentive.
So where we're going here with this is that I brought a handful of things that would do well for little Christmas gifts.
Ooh, I like those.
Right? So people are always looking
You're
for ideas.
Snappy. Thanks, Nick.
I appreciate that. So it's like, what can we get for that health-conscious person or maybe someone who's not well who really wants to make changes in their lives? So I brought these little things like the love butter and the deodorant and then the, I guess we could talk about, this is a yummy treat, the chocolate-covered golden berries.
Ooh. We sampled those last time.
We did.
I'm sorry. I totally took those out of your hands.
I have two.
Chocolate-covered golden berries.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're about to witness.
No, like, okay. Now, it's, oh my gosh. Did you really just do that? Did you get that on film? Drew, you're not.
I absolutely love these.
Oh my God.
You can only have one at a time, dude. They do things to you.
It's a little package, Drew. Yeah, you're
sure. Can I just try one to make sure they're okay? So these are like just golden berries. They're dried fruit that isn't soaked in sugar. It's a sweet tart, a ground cherry or a Cape Goose berry.
All right, okay.
They grow in.
Are those like the lanterns bee? You know, the lanterns that grow.
Exactly.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So and then it's covered with raw organic 73% dark chocolate. Mm-hmm. It's kind of hard because they're in my car.
How much are they?
They're normally not. Oh gosh, prices. I don't know.
You own the company, right?
I do. It's on the price sheet. You know? Yeah. Like $12.
It's at the price sheet at the front door when you walk in. So
it helps so much.
Right there.
Can people order all of this through your website?
Yes, they can. Gideo.com.
Gideo.com. Dark chocolate.
That's my girl.
Okay. So far. Mm-hmm. I did put too much on my mouth.
Yeah, it was a lot, Drew.
I love those more than anything else.
Wow. Mm. What about Jesus?
Yeah.
Exactly. He's coming crawling back to the golden berries.
I know. Let's come on. Let's get some perspective here.
So here is what we've heard about so far. Salt that doesn't have plastic in it. Mm-hmm. Like, because it's not from the ocean.
Mm-hmm. Well, it is originally from the ocean, but it's not from today's ocean. That's different, right?
Wow.
Salt comes from the ocean.
I see what she did there.
Yeah, when there was Pangea.
Mm-hmm. Chia pet?
Pangea.
Then they have the routine pasty deodorant that goes in and lasts 3 to 6 months.
Well, I mean, not the application itself, right? You can't
the
put
jar
it on
will
once
last.
And expect not to put deodorant on for 3 to 6 months.
No, that's not what I mean. Yeah.
That'd be amazing.
And then we had the, what are they called? The
chocolate-covered golden berries?
Mm-hmm. Chocolate-covered golden berries.
Love butter.
Dude. Oh, yeah, love butter. So this is actually quite a if you could put together a romantic Christmas present.
Yeah, totally.
Right?
Coffee.
Okay, let's go to the coffee now.
Yeah, okay.
Can we?
Yeah.
Mm. Let's talk about your coffee because you sold me on your coffee a while ago.
Yep.
Have you tried it?
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. So tell us about your coffee. What, is this a sample?
Well, okay. Yeah, it is a sample. I actually
remember she has a thermi.
I brought, right. See, I did. Oh, actually, I did bring thermi.
Oh, you were right. So subconsciously, you were, yeah.
Yeah,
okay,
so I brought, okay.
If anybody wants to stop by the studio after the show, we finish the show in about half an hour, and we can give you lots of samples at the studio here. I don't know what I'm saying.
Okay, so coffee, most people don't know about coffee is that it's very prone to mold and fungus and mildew. So even if it's organic, it doesn't matter.
Enjoy that coffee.
So, and not only that, I mean, you know, you've got caffeine in it. And when you drink caffeine in chocolate.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. You can't have caffeine in your coffee?
Yeah, totally. You want that. Like, oh. Right, it's got caffeine. But what caffeine does is caffeic acid is high in, I don't know, it creates nitric oxide in your body. Yada, yada, yada. Basically, anything that you eat or drink with coffee gets into your bloodstream faster. So if you've got mold and fungus and then the byproducts of those are mycotoxins, it can make you jittery, which is different than the...
That happens to me.
Yeah, so
there's... And I get anxious.
Yeah, so there's a difference between... You may, like, not respond positively to caffeine, but if it's not clean, even if it's organic or specialty, there's a special test you have to do. Well, you send it to a lab and you test it for mycotoxins. So my whole thing, our whole thing here is we like good food, good clean food, sourced properly, but we like to test it to make sure it's clean.
Okay.
So I'm just telling a story.
Okay.
So we do. We test the coffee for the common mycotoxins, which is the things that can make you super extra jittery.
Do you get jittery, Tim?
Not really. I drink a lot.
Do you drink a lot of coffee?
Well, I drink cold brew. I make cold brew. So it's like three times as much caffeine in your average cup.
And,
wow. Why you got to be like that?
Because I teach.
He's a DJ.
Okay. Wow. That's
so you
actually, it actually, unless you've had something to compare it to. So, give
this
you an example.
I'm looking forward to tasting
when
this
when I drink Starbucks. So maybe I can. I like the taste of it. I like, but the felt experience, I will feel anxiety. I'll feel anxious. Right. Okay. I like the taste. It's great. It's warm. It's comforting.
Yes.
But then after. Or if I have it 3 days in a row, I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't drink this.
Right. I think that's happening to me.
Yeah. So with this coffee, I find it's got caffeine. It's coffee, right? It's stimulating. You get the high, the rush, but it's kind of calming, as calm as coffee can be.
Oh, yeah, man.
You're not getting the anxiety, I find.
Right. Okay.
I don't know.
So what do you have? Do you have different flavors or different kinds or different areas? What do you got?
Okay, well, this is actually a combination I made with coconut oil. I've got just black coffee. Do you want to try it, Tim? You guys want to?
I want to try it, yeah. Okay. I want to try your secret combo stuff.
Don't give any to the interns. We don't need them to be any more anxious than they already are.
They're millennials. It's genetic.
Yeah, look how anxious
they are.
Okay, just while the pouring of the coffee is happening, mm-hmm. I want to apologize to our listeners for seven people talking at the same time. It's almost like watching The View. Mm. So, but I do want to just read you a few things before we almost go. We're going to go to a commercial break pretty soon and then come back. And I promised a little bit of fun for our list. What's wrong with you?
Are you okay, Tim? You don't like it?
No, I just had one of those.
Wow.
I got lost in the moment of actually sipping this coffee. Video.com.
Seriously.
No, it was like...
In the studio with Bridget Longshore. She's the president and founder of Bridget's Gideo Dark Chocolate and Superfoods, and also Nicole. Nicole's favorite line of the entire relationship with the Drew Marshall Show is this.
Dark chocolate.
Wow.
Nick, that shivers every time.
This is how Nick answers the phone.
Okay, can I have some of that coffee, please?
Now, was there any sugar in that? That was just
the
cocoa.
Syrup.
Oh, no, that's fine. No, I just, because it was so delicious. It was so good.
Yeah. No?
Awesome.
No, it's good.
It's
so good.
Thanks, I made it.
Do you drink your coffee black?
I do, generally.
I have black coffee, too.
Okay, why does that smell like that? Is there cinnamon in there?
Yeah, I put cinnamon.
So
yeah.
you rigged this.
Oh, I have more. I black coffee. It was, I just wanted to give you options to be like, okay, if you really want to, like,
you want to try that
put
again? I'll turn
stuff?
It up. I want to try some black coffee, too.
Okay. Yeah. Do you have a... Here.
You just use this one.
Perfect.
Recycle.
It's not bitter.
Not at all.
Okay, this is the black coffee.
It's quite nice.
Okay, so this is the thing I'm learning about.
How did you make it? French press?
No, actually, you just use a regular machine. Like, just like the machine
you
buy at the store.
Oh, why am I hanging out with that?
I don't know. Why are you giving it to me?
And then I put coconut oil, coconut milk, cinnamon, and maple syrup. Maca.
I would drink that regularly.
And
speaking of that, would it help?
Help you with what? Because
regularity.
There's a lot of issues.
Get those golden berries.
Yes,
right
actually
your system.
Does help you with regularity.
Okay. All right. What's the next product? Because we're running out of time here.
Okay. Well, I just brought some chocolate bars, right?
Chaga Dual Extract.
Okay, this is really good. It'll fit
what?
In your stocking.
One more time.
It's
slower.
A song John Denver sang.
He's just
Shenandoah.
Okay.
What?
I love that song. Chaga, dual extract. Chaga is a medicinal mushroom that grows in Ontario. This has been harvested in Ontario.
When you say medicinal mushroom, like are we...
Can we clarify that?
Not psychedelic mushroom. Okay, right. Medicinal.
Well, we do chaga shots at work sometimes when B's not around.
Yeah. This one time at work?
And we all get in a circle and then we do like shaga shots.
And they wear white Nikes and
like the whole rest of
the day. What is this? Why? What's the point of this?
Okay. The point of that is that medicinal mushrooms, reishi, shaga, there's many that grow, but don't go out and harvest them yourself unless you know what you're doing because you could die.
Okay.
And then they're just really, it's known most for enhancing your immune system, your immunity.
Right.
Okay. So, but there's a lot of independent research that shows that this eradicates certain types of cancers. So damn it so much.
So what is that? Because there's so many. This is my pushback on all this. Okay.
Yep.
There are so many things that if you just had a little bit every day, apparently you'd be superhuman and immune to most everything.
Yes. Chaga's one.
Where
of them.
Does it stop? Like I don't know what to
I
buy
don't know.
Anymore.
See, this is the thing. It's like unless you believe in Jesus, forget it. You're just gonna die. And like, so I just hope and pray that it's like I don't know if this stuff really works. I take it every day and hope. But the thing is you either poison yourself slowly or you do it fast or I don't know.
Wildcrafted mushroom from Canadian North. The Canadian North. How much would this cost?
I think it's 40 something.
And this would last.
Oh, that's like 3 months worth.
Right. And it's got a dropper
unless
in it.
Unless you take it like Nicole or Linda.
It's got a dropper in it. And what do you just drop it into your tongue or your mouth or into
that's
food
it,
or
yeah.
drink?
Yeah, you can, whatever you want. Like,
does it taste horrible?
It tastes like alcohol because it's a dual extract. It's a it's grain alcohol.
Chaka shots.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Yeah, I mean, you could take it.
Can I put a dropper in my mouth?
Sure. It's like grain alcohol with. So dual extract meaning half of it
it's
is
only
like,
sucking up that much.
I know,
is that enough?
That's perfect. Just it's actually 10 drops is what you're supposed to do.
I'm shaking. Look, it's from the giant 4 coffees I had earlier today. Here we go.
Or like the bag of chocolate covered golden berries you ate.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Drew's going to get home and he's going
to
be.
To put a few drops in water.
But Drew weighs like 500 pounds, 200 whatever.
Wow, I weigh 500 pounds.
I mean,
you heard it here on the Drew Marshall Show.
If you guys haven't seen Drew, he's not like a small guy.
Yeah, no, that's not weird at all. That's doable.
Yeah,
it's easier than the oregano oil.
Oh, well, that's that's different.
Oregano.
There's a very mild taste to it. So it's like, okay.
Next.
Chocolate bars.
Yeah.
Okay, let's finish on this, kids, because you guys carry so much product. This is ridiculous. By the way, it's GIDDYO.com, in case you didn't know. GIDDYYO, dark chocolate made in Ontario, and that's the product we're about to talk about here on the Drew Marshall Show.
Yep. I just
saw
that. See, I you did that.
Okay, what are we doing? Flavors.
I don't know. You are somewhat familiar. I only got a few.
Chocolate raw, cacao,
Ecuadorian. Right,
oh, sorry, lemon salt. Lime and salt.
Yep.
Oh, I like that one. Does that have little bits of crunchy stuff in it?
Like salt, because the...
Oh, salt and chocolate. This one is raspberry. That might be my all-time favorite. So that's 72% cacao. This one's 76% cacao. Orange, don't like it. Vanilla
orange
salt.
Orange chocolate, no.
I really like that one. That's 82%
cacao.
Mint, don't like it. Sweet vanilla. Oh my goodness, sweet vanilla, that's 69%. So does that mean that's your sweetest one?
Correct. Yep.
Wow, so that was good. An excellent example of coral speaking, girls.
Yeah. And these sell, again, justify the expense, right? How much are they?
It's actually
$5?
Cheap. Suggested retail is $5.49.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Why would I spend $5.49 on a chocolate bar when I can go get a Reese's peanut butter 3-pack for $1?
Well, it depends what you want in your life.
Because
right?
One is food. And one is candy. One is confection. We don't do confection, Drew.
We don't do candy at GIDDYO. Mm-hmm. I mean, we don't sell candy.
They sounded very snitty when they said that.
We don't mean it like that at all,
we
actually.
Don't do
our choice is we just don't make candy. There's lots of people making candy. I just don't do that.
Have you counted how many flavors of chocolate bars you actually have?
Yeah, I should know that. I have 7. Well, I have 17, soon to have 16, plus 8. Of flavors that aren't.
Okay, you're talking to two meatheads.
Could you just
do
the math for us?
Give us the number.
17 plus 8 is 25.
25 flavors of chocolate bars.
Yep.
And can you order like bulk?
You can order in cases of 20 and you get an extra special deal.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
And it delivers right to the house.
Right to your door, and you can mix and match the flavors. And we have some that are zero sugar. And actually, they're all diabetic friendly, just FYI.
Ooh.
All
and
of them,
me
all
bunch.
Flavors.
I'll take a bunch.
Can I tell you, when I was last time I was in LA, I had so many people that were saying, oh, I know this chocolate bar. So are you selling in California?
Yeah, we're really getting around, aren't we?
no, your chocolate is.
Yes. It's the love butter.
We are. Do we sell, you know what? Gosh, I think we don't have any retail outlets in LA yet.
But every time I meet people who are a little more aware and conscious of what they're putting into their yaps, they all know about this stuff. They all know about your product.
You know why?
What?
Do you know the answer?
Why?
It's not us.
Oh, we're going to point upwards again?
Yes, we are.
It's Jesus.
It's Jesus.
Their CEO.
Okay, listen, girls, we've spent far too long talking to you.
What? You said we had an hour.
We got to have a commercial break, and then we come back and we'll have a little fun. Because I promised our listeners that every show between now and our last show, December 22nd of this year, we're going to have one segment that's a little fun.
Just to help put
off the Christmas cray-crays, because you two are nuts, and we need to have a little fun with you two.
Yeah, we are a little crazy.
Yeah, they keep it out of the chocolate, but they are themselves.
Giddyo.com.
Thank you. That was good.
Giddyo.com. That's the name of the website, kids. Yeah, great Christmas presents and great people, to be honest. That's really the point behind this whole thing.